Spring 1914. Chapter 1.
And they all lived happily ever after.
She closed the storybook and sat back in her bed with a big sigh.
Well done, Nelly,
I said, giving her a hug.
That was wonderful. You read a whole book all by yourself.
The book was made for little children, and it had taken Nelly many days to get to the end, stumbling over the bigger, unfamiliar words. That didn't matter, though. Nelly didn't have much schooling, so she was very proud of herself now.
I could never have done this without you, she said. Oh, Lily, whatever would I have done if you hadn't come to work here with me? You've changed my life.
I was embarrassed. It was true, I had taught her to read. But that was easy to do, as she was so clever and eager to learn. I wished I could do more to change her life, though. Sometimes I felt like crying when I thought of all the bad things that had happened to Nelly. After her mum and dad died when she was little, Nelly and her two sisters were sent to the workhouse. When they got there, Nelly was separated from her sisters, and she never saw them again. Now the poor girl had no idea where they were, or even if they were still alive. That meant she had no family at all to care for her or love her. But how could I fix that? I couldn't bring her mum and dad back. And how could a poor housemaid like me even begin to search for her sisters? Teaching Nelly to read was the best I could do, but it didn't seem like enough. Nelly climbed under her blankets and put the book on her locker.
I'm going to start reading it again tomorrow, she said, and I'm going to read it every day until I can do all the pages without a single mistake.
Good idea, I said, as I put out the gaslight and climbed into my own bed. And then I can get more books from the nursery and help you with those. Before long, you'll be reading the newspaper and all the big, hard books in the library.
Thank you, Lily,
she said sleepily. And a few minutes later, I could tell from her breathing that she was fast asleep. I couldn't sleep, as I thought back to my first days at Lissadell House many months ago. Back then, Nelly was grumpy and mean to me. Now I knew her better and understood why she'd been like that. Nowadays, she was very sweet to me and rarely complained about anything. Nowadays, she was a very dear friend. Lissadell was Nelly's whole life. But I knew that, deep down, she wanted what I had. She wanted a family of her own. As I lay there in the darkness, I made up my mind that I was going to help my friend. Only I had no idea how I was going to do it.